Hello, campers. This is Danielle from The Jealous Curator, and this is the first of 15 episodes of Art for Your Ear Summer Camp. Doesn't just hearing that make you crave toasted marshmallows stuffed with chunks of melty chocolate? Oh, look, I happen to have one right beside me. You think I'm kidding, but I'm totally not, and I'm going to eat it right now. It's really good. I suggest you guys do this next time. Why didn't I start every episode in season one this way? Hindsight. Okay, marshmallow. Now, these guys don't sell marshmallows, but they do sell really gorgeous art from artists from all around the world. Yes, the wonderful people at Saatchi Art are coming to camp with us by supporting this episode. You can view their entire online gallery filled with work by talented artists from every corner of the globe at saatchiart.com. Now, What is AFYE summer camp, you ask? Well, I'm kind of winging it, to be totally honest, but I do know that it's going to be filled with everything a good summer camp should have: art projects, new friends, and gossip. I kind of wish that there were chips too. Maybe next week. The reason I wanted to do this between season one and season two of the artist interviews was totally selfish, really. I made a promise to myself that 2017 would be the year that I'd take being an artist seriously. Now, I know myself, and I knew that I would need assignments and projects to keep me going. I also need to tell other people what I'm doing so that they keep me honest. Add to that my love of storytelling, gossip, summer, and art supplies, and voila, Art for Your Ear Summer Camp was born. So, the way this is going to go, I think, is that each week I'll give all of us a project to be completed within the week so that we're ready for the next project the following weekend. I will tell you why we're doing it, give some examples of contemporary artists I think are great examples of whatever it is we're doing, followed by a little round the campfire did you know gossip session about a historical artist, kind of like ghost stories, because none of them are alive anymore, and also, I just love juicy art history tidbits. Almost as much as I love s'mores and chips. Almost. Okay, so here we go. Putting on my camp counselor hat and kicking off day one at summer camp. Ready? Art project number one, Instagram a day. Yes, we are going to take one photo each day, every day for the next week, with a camp theme, of course. This way, there is a starting place and no excuse not to do it. I'm even going to give all of us a theme for each day. Ready? Grab your pencil. Don't worry, I'm going to put this up on the site too, but I'm guessing you probably already have a pencil and or paintbrush in your hand right now anyway. So here's the list. Saturday, that's today, the theme is vintage. Maybe Wes Anderson-esque camping, I don't know. Sunday, wood. Don't be rude. Get your mind out of the gutter. Monday, make. Tuesday, blue. Wednesday, boat. Thursday, nature. And Friday, snacks. Of course, that would be perfect. Okay, so I'm going to do this too, and I'm going to be sharing my work on Instagram. If you want to share your work too, just use the hashtag AFYECamp. Oh, I think that was a wild wiener dog in the background there, out in the wilderness. My plan is to do a roundup of selected pieces from various campers, and I'm going to put it on my site each Saturday. Kind of like pinning everything up on the cabin wall so we can all see what everyone else has been up to all week. Speaking of what everyone else is doing, I wanted to give you a few examples of some really great contemporary artists who use daily practices to fuel their work. I bet you can guess who the first person is. Yep, my good friend, Portland-based artist Lisa Congdon. If you know the work of Lisa Congdon, and I'm pretty sure you do, you'll know this lady is all about themed projects, all of which seem to lead her to her next big project, book, shows, etc. Maybe that's actually her plan all along. Anyway, one of the first was her Collection a Day project way back in 2010. Here's what it was all about in Lisa's words. On January 1st, 2010, I started a project that would forever change my life. In my continued search for a more challenging, and thus more exciting, creative experience, I decided in mid-December 2009 to begin a year-long project in 2010 that I would document publicly on the internet. I made a list of criteria. It had to be 1, something I felt really excited about. 2, something that I had to do every day for the entire year. 3, mostly different from my everyday routine of drawing and painting. And 4, challenging but still manageable in my busy schedule. I came up with a few ideas, but a collection a day resonated most. It would be a project that would span exactly 1 year, from January 1st, 2010 to December 31st, 2010. On each of those 365 days, I would post a photograph of one of my own collections or a drawing or painting of an imagined collection on a blog called A Collection a Day. I'm a voracious collector and I wanted to share some of my collections with the world. So Lisa did that for an entire year. And it was just amazing to watch. Something done as a personal creative challenge that ended up changing her life, literally. This ended up becoming Lisa's first book. It was published by Uppercase in 2011. So I wrote about this project all those years ago, which I actually think might have been how Lisa and I became friends. Well, online friends back then. Anyway, she's done a whole bunch of other annual projects since then, one of my favorites being from just last year. 2016's year-long project was called Experiments in Blue. Yep, every week she drew and or painted something blue. It was gorgeous. I'm basically bringing it up so I have an excuse to post some of that work on my site. So it's all there right now at thejealouscurator.com. I've included some of my very favorite blue pieces. I have to tell you this too. Lisa is featured in my book, Creative Block. In that book, I asked each of the 50 artists to give an unblocking exercise. And guess what Lisa gave? Yes, a 30-day challenge. I'd actually forgotten that until I looked it up. So I'm going to read it to you. Here's what she said as her challenge. Choose one thing you love to draw or paint and feel comfortable drawing and or painting. An animal, object, a person, whatever. For 30 days, draw or paint that thing 30 different ways. A different way every day. You can use different mediums, expressions, positions, colors, whatever. Each day, push yourself to do something much different than the day before, but keep the thing the same. See how keeping one element constant, in this case, the thing you love to draw or paint, can allow you to break out creatively in other ways. Isn't that brilliant? So, if you want to add this to your week of things to do, if one Instagram a day feels too light for you and you've got more time and you want to do more, why not do this every single day? So pick a cat or a plant or whatever it is that you love drawing and do it every day for the next 7 days, a different way each time. Geez, I was supposed to give you one assignment. Now there's two already and there might be more to come. Oh boy. Okay. So up next, yet another kind of daily creative challenge. See, I knew there was more coming. This one, quote, uses what's found on the ground in the moment and left behind for others to find. Yep, from rocks to kelp to broken bits of snorkeling gear, all arranged beautifully, photographed, and magically transformed into art. Leonie Barton is an Australian artist who finds, organizes, and documents bits and pieces found on her daily walks. I thought she was perfect for today's episode, so I actually emailed her and asked her about it. And wanted to hear about this daily ritual. And she said, yes, that it was totally life-changing for me. And what started as a therapy and distraction has now become the focus of my art practice that goes on to inform everything else. Drawings, paintings, sculptures, etc. See, another daily assignment that turned into something so much bigger. You can follow along with Leonie's gorgeous, almost sculptural morning walks on Instagram. Her handle is at Leonie Barton. LeonieBarton. And again, I'm going to have links for all of these artists and all the stuff that we're talking about on my site, thejealouscurator.com. So no fear, it's all sitting there for you. Okay, and finally, if we're talking about commitment to daily projects, then there's no way I cannot include this artist. From 2006 through 2014, she drew everything she purchased. How many things would that be, you ask? Well, let's just say there are 2,900 drawings from that series. Yeah. Kate Bingham and Burt, also Portland-based, is my hero when it comes to self-directed projects. Now, not that I want to keep quoting chunks of creative block, but, well, I'm going to. Here's what Kate said when I asked her how she pushes through creative blocks. I have set up a number of automated projects that I have to contribute to every day or every week. This process kind of stops me from having a creative block because I don't want to break my self-imposed rules. These rules keep me moving and making. How inspiring is that? Aren't you happy that I only asked you to take a photo a day for a week instead of for 9 years? Although I will bet you $5 that once you start that daily Instagram or daily drawing, taking a note from Lisa or Leonie or Kate, you are going to be addicted. There are so many benefits to these daily projects, and here are my favorite two that I really want you to take note of. One, it makes you very present in day-to-day life. Normally, it would just be a Wednesday, but now it's a Wednesday where you need to keep your eye out for something to do with a boat, whatever that might mean to you. Maybe it's the cover of an old book that's a guide to canoeing, or maybe it's a triangular piece of cheese that looks like a sail. Who knows? But your eyes are open and now you're paying attention. And two, art is a whole lot like exercise. The more you do it, the more you want to do it again, and before you know it, creativity is just part of your everyday life. But with exercise, marshmallows stuffed with chocolate aren't really recommended. With art, on the other hand, bring it on. So I'm going to put all of the links to all of those artists on my site so that you can go and take a closer look whenever you have time. Okay, so now you know what you're doing. You've got your assignment. It is campfire story time. Cue the campfire sounds, Gregoire. Thank you. This part of Art for Your Summer Camp is a fun did you know about a famous historical artist. In other words, a little bit of gossip, because that's the best part of sitting around a campfire. Today's featured artist from the past, Georgia O'Keeffe. Just like the other artists mentioned today, Georgia was very committed to her practice. Apparently, she kept prolific daily sketchbooks for 60 years. 60 years! See, surely we can do this every day for a week. Also, along the camping outdoor theme, I'm going to read you a little chunk from a really great book that I just found that you probably already all know about anyway. It is filled with artsy gossip. It's called Secret Lives of Great Artists by Elizabeth Lundy. Again, link to it is on my site, but Secret Lives of Great Artists, Elizabeth Lundy. Okay, let's see, page 236. This story about Georgia O'Keeffe takes place in the Adirondack Mountains. Ready? I hope I'm pronouncing this right. The Steiglitz family, that was her ex-husband, owned a house on Lake George in the Adirondack Mountains. And in the 1920s, Steiglitz started taking O'Keeffe along for summer trips to the lake, where they were joined by numerous aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and cousins. O'Keeffe, who liked her space, found the influx of chatty, combative in-laws exasperating. She was particularly irritated by the children, whom she didn't hesitate to slap when they got on her nerves. Ah, it was a different time. To get some peace, she would work in a makeshift studio she called the Shanty, from which others were strictly banned. Once, some of Steiglitz's nieces and nephews tiptoed into the shanty's forbidden territory and peeked through the window. What they didn't know was that O'Keeffe preferred to paint in the nude. The kids let out startled gasps, attracting the artist's attention. And enraged, and still unclothed, O'Keeffe emerged shrieking and brandishing a paintbrush as the children ran away as fast as their little legs could carry them. The end. How's that for some art gossip? Ah, okay, it is now time to go and make things. You've got your art project for this week. The list of daily themes, again, is on my site, jealouscurator.com. Feel free to add in Lisa's project from Creative Block. I'm going to put that on the post too. Picking something that you love and drawing it or painting it a different way every day this week. Have all of that done because we're going to have a new assignment next week. You've also got lots of artists to be inspired by, not to mention a story about a famous artist painting naked in the woods. Summer camp day one, mic drop. I hope you really like the first week of camp. I'm going to keep an eye out for all of your photographs on Instagram and Twitter. Just hashtag them AFYE camp. Art for your ear camp. AFYE camp. And I will do the same so that you can see what I'm up to. Thank you so much for listening. There will be more Art for Your Ear summer camp next weekend. See you then.